So Josh, you didn't have the opportunity to play some preseason games. So how did you appreciate your line and the chemistry tonight for the first time for a real game?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought we played really hard. Obviously, it was a quick camp, 9 or 10 days just to get ready for the season. But I thought we did a lot of good things out there. We had some chances to win the game. It's just some couple tough bounces on the PK there, but overall, I thought we played a good game.
Yeah, Josh, you're from Ontario, so you knew about that rivalry against the Maple Leafs. But to live that rivalry, how was it tonight?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a chance to come home, obviously it's marked on the calendar, and to start the season off in Toronto is something pretty special. A lot of family friends watching the game tonight, obviously we wanted to get the 2 points, but at the end of the day, it's long year. Just gonna forget about this and move on.
Derek Engels.
Hey Josh, as you mentioned, the result obviously isn't there, but how good was it for your confidence to essentially have the kind of performance that you put in here and get yourself off to the kind of start that you want to have personally?
Yeah. Obviously it's not about me, but I think that as a team, I think we felt pretty good coming in tonight. I obviously think we're the better team. Obviously we talked about before the game, stay out of the box, these guys, because that's where they get momentum, and obviously they did tonight. So I think anybody watched the game, we were the better team out there, but we're not going to forget this one. Come out next time, play better.
Yeah, Josh, you mentioned you talked about the discipline there. Is that, I know it's early, but is that in an area where there's going to need to be some cleanup done?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We knew that, coming into the first game, things are going to be maybe a little bit sloppy just because you don't have that much time to prepare for the start of the season. But, there's going to be mistakes in the game. But I think after the game, we're going to forget about this one, watching tape of what we did wrong and correct it. And like I said, just move on.
Hi, Josh. You saw him during the training camp, but it was his first game in the NHL tonight for Alexander Romanov. Were you impressed? What could you say about his start in the NHL?
Yeah, I thought he handled himself really good. I mean, we knew that from day one when he arrived in camp. I think the media has been writing a lot of good things about him and us as players, being with him every day and seeing how much of a pro he really is for how young he is. So just to get a little taste of some NHL action tonight, I thought it was pretty impressive. I thought he played really well and handled himself really well as well.
Thank you.
Josh, there's a lot of talk about the speed on this team, but you saw it tonight. You guys had a lot of breakaways, and you used your speed on that one goal. Is that going to be a major factor this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that we're a fast team. We're a quick team. We want to play fast. I think that's our biggest asset. We've worked on it a lot in practices, and we're going to be hard to play against because we're a quick team.
Last question,
Richard. Ah, c'est bon, Paul, j'ai déjà posé ma question.
Sorry, last question, Daniel.
Josh, aside from the obvious, the production that you and Nick put up on the board with Jonathan's assists, what are some of the elements of the process in live action of you as a line give you confidence that this will be a consistent line that will produce?
Well, for right now, I think we got to take it one game at a time, but I think just going into camp and knowing that we're going to be a line and trying to find each other out there and just working really well on and off the ice and talking a lot about where to be. And obviously when you're playing with Drew, who's very, very skilled and has a good eye for the game. And then with Susie there, he's, just a two-way centerman that's really hard worker and is really smart too. So I think we blend well. Obviously we took some steps in the right direction tonight, but I think we just got to keep going.
Thank you, Dustin.
Thank you.